Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. This is Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music from the Pixies. A question about American cities that have hosted the Olympic Games, and a report about a new museum in the middle western city of Cincinnati, Ohio. The new National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati, Ohio, officially opens on August 23rd. The name sounds as if it tells about a real railroad. But the Underground Railroad was a secret organization. It helped African American slaves escape their owners during the 1800s. The slaves and the people who helped them flee formed the Underground Railroad system. Shep O'Neill has more.
The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center is a special museum. The Freedom Center is on the north side of the Ohio River. That is part of an area that meant hope for slaves trying to escape. It was called the Freedom Corridor. People fleeing their owners could stand on the other side of the river and dream of freedom across the water. The Freedom Center cost $110 million to build. Its collection shows 200 objects. These include a copy of a wagon with a false bottom that was used to hide fleeing slaves. There are also photographs of Americans who were activists against slavery. Visitors can also see objects from the Civil War. The Southern states fought the Northern states from 1861 to 1865. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln announced an order to free the slaves. Perhaps the center's most interesting object is a small building where slaves were kept. This wooden pen stands two levels high. A slave trader built it in the 1830s. People captured in Africa were temporarily forced to stay inside the pen. Then they were sold for service in places further south. The slave pen was found on a farm in the state of Kentucky. The owner of the farm gave it to the Freedom Center. Experts spent 6 years researching the history of the building. Television star Oprah Winfrey introduces one of the films shown at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Actors tell about a young woman who escapes slavery. She flees to a town called Ripley, Ohio. Her former owners try to recapture her. But a family, active in the Underground Railroad, helps her remain free. The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center will offer a number of educational programs. They include public speakers. Also, the center will provide programs for visiting school groups and information for students through an internet website. It is www.freedomcenter.org.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Bangalore, India. Prashant Devidas asks how many American cities have hosted the Olympic Games. The Summer Olympic Games are now being played in Athens, Greece. The Games have taken place in 6 different cities in the United States since the modern Olympic Games began in 1896. The Summer Games in 1904 were played in St. Louis, Missouri. 12 nations took part in more than 90 events held over more than 4 months. But only 42 events included athletes who were not from the United States. The St. Louis Olympics are important in the history of the Games. They were the first at which gold, silver, and bronze medals were given for first, second, and third place in the competitions. And the first Africans to compete in the Olympics did so in St. Louis. In 1932, the Summer Olympics were held in Los Angeles, California. 37 nations took part in these games, held during the Great Economic Depression. Experts say the level of competition was extremely high. 18 world records were either broken or equaled. These Olympics were the first to be held over 16 days. The length of the Olympics has remained between 15 and 18 days ever since. Los Angeles also hosted the Summer Olympics in 1984 when the Soviet Union refused to take part. A third American city to host the Summer Olympics was Atlanta, Georgia in 1996. Almost 200 nations took part in more than 200 events. The Games set a record for the most nations to win medals, 79. 3 other American cities have hosted the Winter Olympic Games since that competition began in 1924. Lake Placid, New York held the Games in 1932 and again in 1980. Squaw Valley, California hosted them in 1960. And Salt Lake City, Utah was the site of the most recent Winter Games in 2002. The Pixies are back. From 1986 to 1992, they gained a following among fans of alternative rock. This influential group, led by Black Francis, also known as Charles Thompson, had 4 successful albums and several hit songs. Gwen Uten has more on the Pixies reunion.
It appears that the Pixies may have more fans now than before they broke up. A lot of their current shows are selling out. In fact, business is so good, the group is adding more performances along the way. One of the songs most popular with audiences is the 1989 hit, Here Comes Your Man.
Face turns blue.
Here Comes Your Man was on Doolittle, the second album from the Pixies and their biggest seller. Another popular album, Bossa Nova, came out in 1990 with this song, Allison. The Pixies already have recorded one new song together, and their agent hopes the band will put together a new album. But until then, you can enjoy them live, if you can get tickets, that is. We leave you with another song from Doolittle. Here are the Pixies with La La Love You.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. This program was written by Nancy Steinbach, Jerry Lynn Watson, and Katie Weaver. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Jim Sleeman.